trying to do an interview style podcast. You got to schedule them out. And, you know, we've had a couple of interviews we tried that hadn't worked out. Oh, we got to change this, change that. And just the logistics of the details of making that happen have been a little bit more than we initially thought they were going to be.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the Podcast on Podcasting. I'm AAA Adam A. Adams, and it's good to have you. It's good to have you back on the show. Thanks for being a listener. Thanks for joining us. By the way, I will say before we get started, we got Matt Collins on the show. I'm excited because we're going to be talking a little bit about golf. And by the way, Matt, something interesting is I found out that there was this post that I think my uncle put on Facebook 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny that it would just happen. He goes, "Did you know that people that make this amount of money, the favorite game that they like to watch is basketball. The amount of money that they keep making keeps going bigger."
Right.
"And the ball size keeps getting smaller." And so it goes through tennis and then golf. And it says, so like the richest people have small golf balls or something like this.
Yeah.
I know that's terrible and it's very much not politically correct.
I can see some truth in that. Yeah. I mean,
but I just heard that 2 days ago from my uncle who posted it on Facebook. I wanted to just let the listener know, if you're looking to launch a podcast, if you're looking to grow a podcast that you already have, get in front of more people or offload all of the work, growyourshow.com can help you. Just go to growyourshow.com. By the way, that Matt, I'm sure you knew this. That was an expensive website to buy. A URL.
I can imagine.
It was
so.
Not easy to get
there.
There,
no, they can be very expensive if you look for the right wording in there. Get very specific with it. Yeah.
I'm going through all of these websites like mypodcast.website and all these other things.
It's amazing how many now extensions there are now from what it used
right,
to be.
Right.
It's not just a .com world anymore.
And a lot of them are like $8 or $6 or $12 bucks. And then this one said, "Make an offer." And so I made an offer of $100 and he came back. His name's Andrew, the guy who sold it to me. He came back with a $12,000 or $13,000. I didn't pay that, you know, to his demise.
That was his first.
But I still spent a lot of money on that website, growyourshow.com.
Yeah, it's amazing how some of the, I guess people kind of just probably bought that a long time ago as an investment, hoping somebody like you would come along and want to have a very specific domain and, you know, make some money off of it. So I would imagine that's how that happened.
So Matt, are you into golf?
A little
talking
bit,
about small balls. Are you into golf?
A little bit. Yes.
Cool.
Pretty much been playing since I was 5 years old.
Nice.
Grew up on a golf course. My dad played, you know, still plays a couple times a week. So yeah, I started playing.
A couple times a week.
Yeah.
I thought I go a lot, which is every Thanksgiving. I mean, maybe 4 out of 6 Thanksgivings, 2 out of 3. And every now and again on top of that. But my dad has always been into golfing. And my claim to fame is that I scored a 72 once.
There you go.
On 9 holes.
Okay.
So you're into golf. You've been doing it since when?
Yeah, I probably started when I was 5. I've got pictures in my parents' house when I was probably younger than 5, but really started playing probably 4 or 5 and played through just with them. We lived on a golf course. I said my dad plays a lot. I'd go out there with him. That was, I think, a way for him to get out of the house is take me with him to the golf course, which is what I do with my kids, my oldest kid now too. So I guess it's kind of working for my end as well. But so yeah, I played and then, yeah, even actually started playing tournaments probably at 10 years old, junior tournaments. End up playing high school golf, end up playing college golf, got out of college and got a job. We have, you know, in our family business and we have restaurants as kind of our permanent line of business. And then had a chance to actually coach a college golf team while I was working a full-time job. That was small school. That was interesting. Did that for 7 years. We expanded our business, got out of that. And now I'm helping coach my high school golf team and where I went to school. So I've kind of seen it from all ends, playing, and coaching and working with kids. I've kind of seen all angles of it.
So is your family on the upper class? Is that true? Is that joke that my uncle shared? Is it true?
In a lot of ways, I guess. I mean, okay. You have to have access. And I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. There's a few public courses, but predominantly you've got to, you know, join a country club. And that's, unfortunately, I think we're making progress on that as a game, but to get access to the really good courses, you know, you got to join in most places, a country club of some kind. There's lots of ranges of high ends and lower cost. I mean, but yeah, access has come a long way, but you can't just go out in your backyard and play golf in most cases. So you got to have access to facilities.
It's kind of like skiing then.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. I mean,
my dad, he usually takes us, and I made decent money in like 2016 or 17. I think I doubled my money on 3 real estate transactions. And I was like, Dad, I want to pay for this round of golf. And so we had to rent clubs because we were out of town. I think my dad brought his clubs, but I had to rent them. My little brother had to rent them. We did rent a couple of go-karts or golf carts.
Yeah.
Golf carts, sorry. Obviously, I'm not into it as much as you are.
Right.
And we just played 9 holes. And that was the time that I scored my 72 on 9 holes.
Yeah.
Which is terrible. It's like it's 6 per hole or something like that.
Just leave the second part off. Just say 72 and just go with it.
So, Dad, I want to pay. And he was like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And I didn't know why until I went to pay. And I think it was like $300 for 9 holes. And I was just like, I thought I was rich, but I wasn't. That was hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. Usually, but if you're going out on a resort, they're going to be more than your normal at home.
Yeah.
Golf.
So you started this when you were 5 years old. You
Pretty
did
much.
It in junior high. You did it in high school. You were on the team. You did it in college. Now you coach it. Your dad goes twice a week.
Yeah.
And you started a podcast called Mississippi Golfer.
Yeah.
By the way, for the listener, if you're listening to this show, you can find Mississippi Golfer by just typing that in on whatever platform you're on. You could also go to MS, which is the 2-letter abbreviation for Mississippi, golfer.net, msgolfer.net. And Matt has a following, a big, awesome following on Twitter. So if you're a Twitter person and you want to follow MS Golfer Podcast, just go to @MS Golfer Podcast on Twitter. So that's how you can find Matt. Matt, I'm excited to have you. What the value, which I should have said this in the beginning to the listener, because now they're like, he's talking about balls. He's talking about all these other things that I probably don't want to talk about. What's the value? WIIFM. What's in it for me? The everybody's best radio station.
Yeah.
And what's in it for you? We're going to be talking about perseverance, the pros and the cons on perseverance in podcasting. And no one's better to share that but Matt. Matt, we've gotten a bit of your bio. We know a little bit about you.
Yeah.
But tell us the things that we don't yet know that might be valuable to us as we decide if we're going to follow you or not.
I guess I could talk about how we kind of got to where we are with the podcast and Mississippi Golfer. It didn't start there. It started actually as a magazine, I think in 2012. I was actually a writer on that with a buddy of mine that started the magazine. And then he had a job. He was doing some pharmaceutical sales, and he kind of was ready to get out of that. So me and a buddy bought it from him. Continued as kind of as a magazine, as a digital magazine for a while. That kind of decided just to switch on that. It was getting expensive and it wasn't really what our passion was. And then it kind of converted that to a blog, just basically news. You know, we know a lot of people in the state. I've played golf all over the state and have a pretty good group of people that we know. So we were kind of talking about things going on in the state and tournaments and things like that. And kind of decided, all right, how can we make this better? We kind of got tired of writing. We did that and it was fun. It was hard to keep up with that as well. So then podcasts really started taking off in place. So we thought, let's do a couple episodes. So yeah, we kind of started from a magazine to a blog to a podcast and really found that the audio platform really worked well. I mean, I think we were able to engage well. We got really pretty good numbers off the beginning with, you know, no following at all, just people that would come read news about what's going on in the state. We did some Twitter stuff and really just promoting. It was more of a promotion of what's going on in our state. I mean, me and my partner, we're both from here. We love golf. We love Mississippi, and just find a way to put two together and just promote our people and our state and all that's going on with that. So I think the podcast worked well. we kind of did a combination of interviews and then just some news talking about ourselves. We do have a PGA Tour event in our hometown, actually at my home course. There's a lot to talk about with that as well. So it's kind of a blend. But yeah, I think podcast really was kind of where we settled it as the best platform to us to kind of get our points and our views and news across.
Nice. And I'm pulling up your podcast now. And I understand there might be a rebrand, but as we record, it's the Green Grass Putting Area. What, putting green? Is that what they call them?
And the green.
Golf cards on there. And it says Mississippi Golfer Podcast. I really like the logo. And we're recording this. I know it's going to be published in a couple of months, but we're recording this in the later half of February. And the last episode that I see is November 11th of the prior year. Yeah. So it's been more than 3 months. It's been more than 3 months. And we're talking about perseverance, the pros and the cons for podcasting. And I wanted to find out from you the good, the bad, and the ugly from your journey, from running a podcast, what it's done for you, and if any part has been stressful. Because in the pre-interview, I loved what you said. You're like, podcasting's hard. And I said, don't tell that to my listeners. Don't say anything about that. We need to put the rose-colored glasses on eyes so I can work with them and help them launch a podcast.
There you go.
But no, let's tell them a little bit about what happens with a podcast, the pros and the cons of perseverance, and what has helped you in your podcast and what's kind of been a little stressful in your podcast.
I mean, there's been a lot of learning on the fly. I mean, we started, you know, with basic, I don't know if you talk about kind of the equipment and setup, or if you're interested in things like that, kind of the logistics of how you get started. But, you know, we try to keep it very simple when we started. We got a couple, you know, simple mics off Amazon. Sign up, we use Buzzsprout, just found a provider that kind of was all encompassing. They had it all there. It was easy and clean, and I mean, that worked well. And then we've kind of shifted too with, and part of that kind of the gap there is my buddy who was doing it. He lived in Dallas for a while. And right about then he moved and started a new job. And then, you know, with the school. So there were time issues with him. He was kind of thrown into it. So we're again, trying to kind of work through some changes in his life that are good in a lot of ways, but it's been a tough to get started. We're in the same town now, but you know, jobs get in the way. We're trying to definitely find a way to persevere and get things back on track as life. And we've had some quarantines get in the way. We've had some school things get in the way, and you know, it would be easy to kind of say, all right, it's been a good run and we'll bow out, but we're taking this, also trying to start a new kind of golf brand out of this and decide, you know, do we keep the golfer podcast? Do we rebrand it? Now that golf season is kind of getting back going again, you know, they kind of take a break end of the year, first of the year. So that was convenient for us. But yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, and especially with trying to do an interview style podcast, as you know, you got to schedule them out. And, you know, we've had a couple of interviews we tried that hadn't worked out. Oh, we got to change this, change that. And just the logistics of the details of making that happen have been a little bit more than we initially thought they were going to be.
All right. Well, I love it and I hate it.
Yeah.
So
that's why I need somebody like you that'll help them work through this.
True. Oh, what a way to spin it.
There you go.
Thank you, Matt. All right. So what I want to talk about first off is your buddy, who I think is your co-host.
Yes.
Some reason you said lived in Texas.
Yeah.
When the show isn't about Texas at all.
No, but he's
so
from
tell
here.
Me a little
he just,
bit
he just
more
moved
about
out
that.
There for a job. Yeah, he's from here. I've known him since I was a kid. We went to church together as a kid, went to school together, and he moved out there for a job like a year ago. So he was there for 2 years and came back. So he was actually part of the golfer podcast before, the golfer website and all that before. So he moved and came back. So we kind of, that really wasn't a huge issue. And we found a way to make it work, kind of like this. We're doing this now, like remotely. We have not done video yet. That's something we have talked about for the kind of the going forward. So, I mean, it really wasn't a problem. I mean, you can do almost anything digitally now and through, you know, Skype, Zoom. And now there's all kind of other platforms. I think Squadcast, and there's other platforms that you can do this pretty easily. I mean, with Zoom now for video, we kind of had our rhythm there. We do it at night after the kids go to bed. So we have to find nights that work for that. So, but it's been a lot of fun, and you know, there's logistics that you got to work through and things change, and you know, just like life, kind of there are bumps along the way, but we're working through them and looking to get things back on track in the near future.
I've got a few questions, too many, actually, so I'm not going to be able to remember all of the everything that I'm curious about here for you, Matt Collins. Number one, you went from magazine to blog to podcast. You found that you liked podcast, and then COVID punched you right in the face. Homeschooling your kids punched you right in the face. Your partner's job as well got in the way.
Yeah.
You're doing this late at night when, of course, you would rather just have a glass of wine than exactly. record a podcast because it's been a long day. And then the season as well. You know, you kind of stopped doing the podcasting in November.
Yeah.
And then here comes December, January, February. Those are months that we typically might have off.
Yeah.
And then March is when you're really starting to get back into it.
The golf season goes. Yeah. It's pretty dead around these. I mean, you've got PGA Tour, but that's not what we're about. We're not really promoting professional golf. We're really more local, and there's really nothing going on until you really hit March or so, things will start picking up. And then the summer's where. Then our PGA Tour event is actually in October now. So,
okay. Well, let's out of COVID and the school thing because of COVID, and I think people that you knew very closely got the Rona.
Yeah.
And then the jobs moving and then the seasonal. How would you rate those four things that seem to kind of get in the way of you being able to have that regular scheduled published podcast?
I think him moving was a big part of it, and just his schedule completely changed. Because he does digital kind of technology stuff for the school. So they were streaming games because they had some fans, but most people weren't really wanting to get out. They'd watch the football games and the basketball games and all that. So his nights got taken up a lot with that just because he was new in that. And that was a very big part of what the school was doing too for athletics. So that was big. And then the season, there wasn't that much to talk about.
Okay.
So, I mean, we could have found some things and made it work, but we really wanted to be relevant to, we're feeling like we're more news and promoting the state, what's going on, tournaments and things like that. And we've had quite a few interviews with our professional players from Mississippi that are playing, and none of those guys are playing in anything. So there really wasn't a lot to talk about. So that was really good timing to take a little bit of a break while he adjusts to a new job. And he got COVID in December. Wife had it in January. And so it happens. Life happens. And we've kind of trying to start a golf brand on the side. So we really kind of had focused on that a little bit more. And
can you talk about that or no?
Yeah. It's something that another thing that Paul does, he's got his own t-shirt athletic business and he kind of does apparel also. So we kind of have been talking for a while about, starting something. There are a couple other premium kind of golf brands, but nothing really in the South. There are more, a lot of them in the Carolinas, a lot of them in Georgia. We both love Mississippi. If you've seen the news, we changed our flag in Mississippi. That was been a big deal news-wise. So kind of playing off of that and just say, this is a good time to promote Mississippi, which a state that we love, we've grown up in forever. And it just seemed like something we wanted to try. He had the knowledge and we kind of had a break in the podcast and he had a new job. So it's made it a little challenging, but we're starting, it's basically the Magnolia Golf Company. We're going to come do some apparel and maybe even some, engraving and some things like that. So been working through that. So that's kind of taking up the time in between while we're all kind of waiting for golf to get going again.
Got it. Let me see where this question takes us, if at all. You come from a high net worth background, and does investing, is that something that gets talked about among your friends and maybe even on your podcast out of curiosity?
Not really. We stick pretty much to our topic and people in our state would like to hear from. So we really have kept it pretty much on topic. And we could have deviated in that kind of some of that downtime and filled some with things like that. But we have not done that. Sticking really to news and, keeping up with players and what they're doing. And we talked to a guy who actually we know played on the Corn Ferry Tour, which is basically one step down from the PGA, trying to get his card. And, he called us. He was playing in a tournament in, I think, the Bahamas. So he called, we did a phone interview with him while he was waiting for a term to start in the Bahamas and things like that. So it's telling the stories of our homegrown professional players is a big part of it. And then just the stories of tournaments and courses and things like that, just to promote our state and our game. And we've got some great young kids out there that are playing tour on the tour or trying to, and just, there's not really a lot of news. You can't really follow these guys very well. There's not a lot of people cover this. And that's kind of where this, for our initial idea started from, is to tell the stories of those who people know they played at Ole Miss or they played at State or, they're from their hometown, but they get on tour and their story doesn't get told, or, you know, to hear them talk about playing in the Bahamas and, you know, this, their good rounds and bad rounds and what it's like to go from week to week in a different city. I think that's been a cool thing that we've got a lot of good feedback from.
Like it. So do you think next year, when, let's just say there's no such thing as Rona anymore and your partner isn't moving.
Yeah.
You don't have to homeschool the kids or whatever. What might happen next year if you do this rebrand about Magnolia and your clothing line and everything? And you don't have to be stuck to this. I'm just curious if you could speculate with me. Do you think that you'll try to do weekly episodes? Do you think that you'll take a season off still? What do you think?
I think we want to do, but get back to weekly. Yeah. I mean, we want to do more kind of talking about golf courses and promoting the things in our state as well. And really, we're still traveling, but we haven't gone out and played a lot of other courses around the state. And there's not a lot of that going on right now. So yeah, I think we do want to get out and talk to more people. And I like the interview style. I think that our listeners really like hearing the stories and that, and maybe even do some video stuff as well. We've talked about that too. We've got a lot of great local in-state golf courses and people, and talking, you know, instructors, and maybe doing some videos on the website with some teaching stuff. So we've definitely got some ideas to take this and maybe throw a little more onto it as well.
I want to ask you on the pros and cons. I promised the listener, and here's a lesson to you as a podcaster. Whatever you say on your podcast for your intro and outro and your trailer episode, whatever those promises are, need to happen. And we need to be able to deliver on that. And what I'm asking here, I want to talk to the listener for a second, is with you at the beginning of your episode, you're going to make a promise to your listener. You're going to say, this is what you're going to get from this episode. And just like Matt and I have deviated a lot, we talked about investing, we talked about all sorts of random stuff. But the point that I'm trying to make is we made a promise to the listener at the beginning of the episode that we were going to give you the pros and the cons about perseverance in podcasting. And so, Matt, that's my last question that I want you to share, is I want you to give me at least two pros if the listener perseveres through their podcasting journey, and at least two cons if they don't. So would you mind starting from there?
Yeah, I'll start with the pros, I guess. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of good feedback from people we know. Oh, thank you. Know, just thanking us for telling the stories and highlighting some of the people that we have. It's good to hear that. You know, people are listening to it. Our numbers were pretty good. And just people do care and people do notice. And it's easy to think that, you know, I'm sitting behind a computer, I put it out there and it's there, but there are people that really are looking for that information. There's thousands of different types of podcasts and that you can get very detailed with it, but find what you like. There's somebody out there that's going to want to hear that. And I think we've gotten some good feedback from that. I guess another pro is, like I said, there are a lot of podcasts, but there are also so many topics that you can touch on. So kind of find what you're passionate about. And that's just an outlet for you to share your passion and educate. And you know, for us, it's just tell the stories of what people are looking to hear and just keep it up. And you know, you will get some feedback and people do care. And that's been very rewarding for us.
And so I'll repeat what I think I heard there. People care. Your listener cares. They want this. They need this. They reach out to you and they let you know they want to be part of this. And that's the one of the two main reasons why to do it. The other one was you get to share your passion on a regular basis. You get to speak about it. You get to talk about it. You get to connect with other people in it on a regular basis. What happens if we don't persevere, Matt?
It's hard. There are a lot of trouble. I mean, we talked about our troubles and things. Life gets in the way and you know, you got to be able to adapt. And you know, we're working through that as we've talked about and trying to find kind of what that new kind of phase two looks like. But they'll give up. They'll keep working through. Trials are going to happen. You know, things are going to happen, especially in this world we live in now. I mean, there's so much out there that they can just derail whatever plans you may have. And you just got to be able to adapt to that.
One of the things that you said, Matt, was you might lose that. I think that's a direct quote, but I could be wrong. We could always rewind it. But you said you don't get that connection. You lose some of the listeners. Have you noticed that in your podcast from November to end of February?
We have. Yeah. I mean, there were times that really in the summer was kind of our peak of things, and that there's tons of stuff going on. That's prime golf season. Our viewers were by far higher during that time when we were weekly talking about, we did a big thing on the state amateur, which is our, every course, every state has one. And so, yeah, that's what people want to hear about. You know, their friends playing, they know the guys that won. You know, we talked about some junior events. So people just like to hear things that they were a part of and talked about. And really these things aren't covered in a lot of places. So yeah, definitely. So, I mean, the summer was our peak, and I think it always will be, just cause there's so much going on. And yeah, you definitely noticed it, and you kind of lose that momentum. And yeah, we're going to work to get that back and kind of change some things up. But yeah, you definitely notice that.
So knowing that you do lose listenership, and some of the listeners might not trust you anymore, and they might not be like, oh, well, I'm not sure if I can listen to this or not. There's not an episode today. They might go to another podcast and their attention could be moved somewhere else. And some of them you might lose forever. And knowing that life gets in the way for me, mm-hmm. I've got multiple businesses. I've got my kids, multiple kids.
Yeah.
I've got my sweetheart, luckily only one.
Yeah.
And life happens. Life gets in the way. Some of us get sick. Some of us change jobs. Knowing that it's important and we don't want to lose our listenership, but life still gets in the way. How can the listener persevere even though life has its challenges?
Yeah, I think social media is a part of that. We have still been active on social media in a different way, because we try to promote what's going on in the state, and there hasn't been as much. But I think social media is a huge piece of podcasting, where that's how you can directly speak to your listeners and follow, and they can interact with you. And so we have continued to do that on a fairly regular basis. And we'll use that to kind of relaunch. Hey, we're coming back. You know, we've got a golf season back going again. Our life is a little less chaotic than it was at the kind of turn of the year. And then you got to just work on getting that consistency. And really what we're trying to do is really plan those weeks out. And that's something we've had a person who we're trying to get better at, because we weren't great at that at the beginning. And we had to get better at, you know, scheduling, especially interviews. You know, we found you can't just call them the week of and say, hey, well, let's talk. You know, that doesn't work that way. So you're really trying to get our list of people out there and talk to them ahead of time.
I really like that. And I was thinking about something that you said, and unfortunately, I don't recall if it was before we pushed record or during the episode, but you mentioned, speaking of billiards is the penultimate most ritzy sport out there. And speaking of something that I thought you said, where you kind of felt like life got at you, you were a little behind. I was going to call it behind the eight ball. You weren't ahead of schedule with some of the episodes. And so Publishing got difficult. And I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to misspeak, but it seemed like that was something stressful for you.
Yeah.
Is to feel like you were behind the eight ball with your podcast. And if that's the case, is there anything that you're going to be doing that the listener can benefit from to try not to be behind the eight ball?
Yeah, I think we definitely got behind, and that was part of, there wasn't as much to talk about, but yeah, I mean, there are plenty of times we tried interviews set up and something happens on their end. We've talking with a lot of college coaches in the state, to happen to know quite a few of them. And I'd set up something. Hey, I got to change. I can't do this right now. This has happened. And just like for us, their life gets in the way too. To make that happen, we have to do a better job of planning the interviews ahead of time and really work, really try and bank a couple. Like you said, this is not going to be released for a couple months out. And we've got to kind of adopt the same strategy of that a little bit, to do things more ahead of time. And I think that's just a learning of planning and organization, and just trying to keep yourself from getting behind, where you're not scrambling the week of. And we've done this, scrambling the week of, all right, we got to get some out. Let's find something to talk about. That's not a lot of fun. And that probably weren't our best episodes either. It feels a little bit forced. And I think sometimes it was, but getting out ahead of the schedule, not working week to week, but working a couple weeks out at least, and taking the stress of, all right, we got to put something out, but we're really kind of struggling for what that's going to be this week when there's not much going on. We don't have an interview banked, or the couple of guys we talked to couldn't do it or whatever. So I think that's a big piece that in the interview style that we've got to do a better job of and learn from.
Honestly, I think that's humongous. I think that's an epiphany, you know, a mindset shift change. what's the other word for that? Oh, I guess it just is epiphany. But
yeah,
I've got this really good friend, and he had been doing podcasting for like 3 years before I started doing podcast post-production and promotion, doing all the marketing for other people. So his name's Corey Peterson. He's got a podcast called Multifamily Legacy Podcast. And I started doing this, and he was just, he's a really good friend. And so I reached out to Corey and I said, "Hey man, what do you think if I take over your post-production?" And he's like, "Well, I like my guy, but I like you. So sure." It was the weirdest thing because he probably shouldn't have said yes, but it seemed like something in the back of his mind knew that he needed to. So he was like, "Okay, take it over. It'll be 2 weeks. Called my guy." He's like that ready, fire, aim type of person, right? In this case, he was like, "I'm in." So Adam, I just like you. Go ahead and do the post-production. And in October of 2020, he was having about 5,000 downloads per month. And I think publishing 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
And Corey said, "Hey, can you help me figure out how to get more downloads?" And I said, "Yes, we've been working on doing this on our own podcast for a little while. And we've just started dabbling on a few different podcasts. In fact, I put a few $100 toward your podcast, and here was the result." So I showed him what happened. Mm-hmm. And there's a point to this story, and it's interesting. So we got him, it was at like about 5,000, and then we got him 19,000, and then it just started growing every month, October, November, December, January, February. Every month is getting bigger. And there was a time, this is the punchline here, there was a time that he and his spouse, they decided that they needed to go to Hawaii. So they love Hawaii. She has family in Hawaii. So they go to Hawaii. So they took 2 weeks off, Matt. This goes to your banking episode, what you just said about banking the episodes. All right. So they took 2 weeks, and it was fine because they had like 3 or 4 weeks already banked up. So they knew that they would be fine. But the issue with coronavirus, when they came back in October, they caught corona, and he was out for another couple of weeks with laryngitis and everything. He couldn't talk. He didn't have energy. Last thing he could think about, it was publish an episode. And so we actually ran out of content. We didn't have any more content. And so that was terrible. When he got back from corona, he had a week where he was playing catch up, but then he had emergency gallbladder surgery.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, gallbladder surgery. And so he was out another 10 days. So out of nowhere, like, he was out. I mean, when we talk about banks, he was living nearly paycheck to paycheck, talking about the podcast episodes, right? And so he had 4 weeks of expenses lined up, but he needed 7 weeks of expenses, and he didn't have those podcasts ready to go. And so I loved what you said. Instead of being behind the eight ball, you want to plan it and bank the episodes like we do with our finances. Mm-hmm. There almost nobody listening to this would be okay with living paycheck to paycheck in their financial lives. Mm-hmm. So why would it be okay to live episode to episode in your podcasting life? So my big takeaway from what you said and Corey's story is you got to record more then you release. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. And that'll take the stress off of it too. Where you're not scrambling. I mean, I can see it's easily, you think you have a couple banked and life happens and it's just, it vanishes in a matter of a couple of weeks and you're just struggling to keep up, much less get back ahead. And yeah, I mean, that's a must, especially if you're doing an interview type podcast. I think that has to be done that way to be able to keep up.
So Matt Collins from the Mississippi Golfer podcast, msgolfer.net, MS Golfer Podcast on Twitter. What is the last thing that you would say to someone who's listened to this entire episode and wants to launch and start their podcast or grow their influence?
I think just got to get going. I think we felt like we didn't know what we were doing and you kind of feel nervous about getting started. You want things to be perfect. And I think you can easy to prolong kind of the process. You just got to go. You got to get started. Like to us, you'll learn on the fly. I mean, you know, find some simple equipment, find a good hosting site and just go. I mean, people will gravitate to you. You'll learn as you go. You'll learn tricks. You'll listen to podcasts like yours, you'll learn different things about, hey, I can do this better. I've been doing this one way, but I should totally switch and do it this way. And this will be so much better. And, you know, you're never going to have all the answers in the beginning. You've got to just go and learn as you go. And, you know, just accept that, you know, things will get better and you will become a better podcaster. And then you just got to go for it and evolve as you go.
Good stuff. Matt, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you coming on the show. And you've had a lot of value. Your story was interesting. It was fun talking about balls and other things with you today. And I hope that the listener is like me and they feel like they got a little bit of value from today. And I'll just let the listener know one thing before we go is we got growyourshow.com. We talked about how expensive that. I need to be a golfer, how much that one costs. growyourshow.com. You can jump on there and just schedule an interview with me. We call it a discovery call. And that'll be for me to sit down with you and see if we can help you get to the next step with your podcast and you can grow like Matt. Thank you, Matt. I'm going to let you go, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it very much.
Bye for now. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.